This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began developing an outline for the book of Jude, which we have been studying together. Under the title, Prepared and Kept for the Presentation, we identified Jude's purpose for writing the book, the problems faced by the recipients of the book, and God's provision for living, no matter what situation you found yourself in. Then we started the process of amplifying each of these points. Let's consider doing that with point two, the problems the recipients of the letter faced. Jude pointed out that there had been a history of opposition to God's plan down through the centuries. What they were facing was no different than what others have faced before. Then he warns them about the opposition. This warning is similar to what you find throughout the Old Testament. You find it in extra or non-canonical writings, and you especially find it in the apostolic declarations. The danger is very real. Satan has always been out to destroy the work of God and the people of God. At times, he will confront in an obvious way. At other times, he will be far more subtle, working through his agents to infiltrate, deceive, corrupt, divide, and destroy from within. Notice the repetitive use of words like godless or ungodly, arrogance and boast, grumblers, fault finders, and scoffers. We need to be careful about their message that can come across as flattery, as well as their methods that are characterized by deception and manipulation. Only God's provision is able to overcome these problems. If you'd like to review these messages, you can do so by clicking on Archives in my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.